Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
Judd, nearing the line, will make the catch, tagging his red Hippo. Down the line, here comes the throw. Red Hippo's in there safely. The Brewers walk it off on a sack fly from Wild Bill.
Yes, Lane Grindle is with us. Hello, Lane.
Hello, how are we doing today?
Good. Hey, thanks for joining us on your off day.
Ah, always a pleasure. I'm just driving my 10-year-old son Luke to his baseball game tonight. So,
hey, Luke,
we're en route.
All right. Hey, as you drive, Luke, listen to this. This is some of the highlights from the weekend. Producer Nate put this together. Then we'll talk about that Yankees series. So check this out.
You bet.
Brewers and Yankees opening game of this three-game weekend series. Brewers hoping to exact some revenge against this Yankees squad. And the first pitch from Mizorowski is on the way. And it's in there for a strike at 102. 0-1 on the way to Grisham. Strike two. Struck him out swinging. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. 102, 103, 103. See you later. Good God, is he throwing hard tonight. Pitch. Got him swinging. Throw him a curveball. It's 11 Ks for Mizorowski. Rolling sets in the pitch. Struck him out swinging, and the Brewers shut out the Yankees. 0-2 pitch to Churio. There goes the runner. It's a ground ball left side. That is going to be backhanded by Caballero, and then he bobbled the ball down the line, and scoring is Mitchell. Churio safe at first. The Brewers have tied it at three here in the bottom of the 10th. And a fly ball right field. Judge tracking it, nearing the line, will make the catch, tagging his red Hippo. Down the line, here comes the throw. Red Hippo's in there safely. The Brewers walk it off on a sack fly from Wild Bill. The stretch and the payoff to Judge. Strike three called. Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers. 4-3, your final score. And the Brewers sweep the Yankees.
There it is. Lane is with us. Lane, how magical was it at American Family Field over the weekend?
It was pretty special. I think for a lot of different reasons. I mean, it's always special when the Yankees are in town. It's even more special when you can sweep them. It's not something that anybody does very often. And with last year's series in New York in the back of your mind, it felt that much better. But also, I think the bigger picture of what's going on here, the Brewers are healthy. Jackson Churio is back. Andrew Vaughn is back. And it has provided the lift we hoped it would for this team. And they're getting some great performances on the mound from the starting rotation. It is a starting rotation that feels like it's comprised of all guys with under a year of service time. But they're so talented. And Chris Hook and Jim Henderson are doing a wonderful job once again. And things are coming together right now for the Brewers. It's a long season. There's going to be ups and downs. But this is one of those ups for sure right now.
Oh, I was there Friday as a fan, Lane. It was incredible. But Brandon Lockridge, I saw it in person. I saw the whole thing. I saw him going hard. He made an awesome catch, and then he was going hard trying to catch that foul ball, and he crashed his leg into that exposed concrete. It looked like a car crash. I audibly screamed, and everybody was standing around. From my perspective, I was by first base. I don't know from your booth if you really saw, they never did the replay. It was so awful. From what I hear, he has a deep laceration down to the bone. That's what Pat Murphy said. What's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. He's got a deep laceration. He ended up, I think he told us 9 stitches was the number. It's going to be a while for Brandon. I think he's probably fortunate that there wasn't any other structural stuff, at least not that they can tell. So they think that he's avoided the more serious things, but the laceration is no fun, and it's going to take a while for him to recover here and get back to where he can bend that knee and have the mobility in it that he wants to have. So that'll be a little bit of a waiting game for Brandon Lockridge, and it shouldn't be overlooked what he has done for this team to this point. They've been without Jackson Churio in left field. They've been without Andrew Vaughn, so they needed a right-handed bat to step up, and he did in a big way. He had some big hits with two outs and runners in scoring position over these first, month and a half or so of this season. So the Brewers will will miss Brandon Lockridge, the versatility that he gives them in terms of he can, you know, play all over in the outfield, and just that clutch factor that he showed for them early on in the season.
At a beautiful American Family Field, I think today a lot of people, everybody's a second guesser, Lane, are saying, why isn't the padding go all the way down to the ground?
So everyone was saying around me,
is there
and
a legitimate
hit the corner.
Reason? Maybe there's a reason for that.
I, you know, I guess I should have asked somebody. I don't know the total reason, but you'd probably have to have some clearance there between the dirt and the pad for, I would think, multiple reasons. One, drainage, potentially, I would think, would probably play into it. I know there's a roof, but there's still moisture on the field to grow the grass. So I would think you have to have a little bit of it exposed down there for that purpose. And also, when you're raking the field and doing all the things that you're doing with the dirt around the perimeter, you probably need a little bit of clearance so the tools can get underneath of there too. So that is just me giving you my best guess without having any real information on that. But I would think you have to have some clearance for the access in that regard.
What position does Luke play?
He plays all over. He's primarily a shortstop, but he catches and pitches too. So, he's not eligible to pitch tonight because he threw Friday night. So he'll play short tonight. And it's Hamilton versus Menominee Falls.
Oh.
It's a little bit of a rivalry.
Yeah. You know?
And Brock Levering's on the other team, but Brock is hurt right now. So he won't be able to play tonight, but he'll be here in uniform and cheering on his team. So this will be fun.
Well, you know, the Levering family's always been a little softer than the Grindle family. So we get that.
Oh, he's not. No, Little League arm.
I meant the big guys. Let's leave the kids out of it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, no. Brock looks like he had Tommy John right now, if you look at him. It's been tough for him, but I think he's getting closer to getting cleared. So that'll be fun for Brock because I know he loves to play the game too.
Good luck, Luke. We're Team Luke tonight.
Luke, let's go.
Luke. Hey, thank you. We appreciate it, Lane.
Thanks, guys.